Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 3:30, and you know what that means. It's time for us to hold up the headlines. Bruce, are you ready? Copy that. Here's Becky Lynn with the headlines.
KTAR eyes on immigration. Yesterday, KTAR's Taylor Tassler visited the southern border in Yuma, and she spoke with migrants as they crossed over into the U.S. And now she breaks down the story behind one woman's journey to the U.S.
Watching from the United States side, Maria was seen to the border wall making her way across the rocky and sandy terrain. Once she stepped into the harsh searchlights, you could see relief across her face. Maria had traveled from Colombia.
Por abuso.
I left because I was being threatened by a man who had a high rank in city government who was trying to force his will on me. I turned him in and he retaliated against me.
Maria was an Uber driver but sold her car to pay for her journey to the U.S. She says along the way she was robbed multiple times and all she had left were the items she was carrying. Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
Maria is one of the 1 to 400 migrants that CBP encounters along the Yuma sector every day. They expect that number to go up to 1,000 daily when Title 42 ends on May 11th.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
It's a horrendous story.
It's horrible.
How people are abused in all these other countries and then they try and come here to claim asylum. They're robbed on the way. The problem is we just can't take everybody in. And I think, you know, we've got people around the world that are abusing our asylum laws. That's one reason why Senator Sinema wants to change some of it. I like that we're a country, Bruce, that we, you know, we welcome people in, especially if, you know, their lives are on the line. But I don't know. I don't know how you change these asylum laws, but I think you have to.
I think you have to. I wish we let in more people. Okay, I'm one of the ones that think we could use the people, the labor, people who want to be here, people who want to work here. I don't assume everybody who's coming here, though, wants to learn the national anthem and wave a flag.
Right.
They're coming here to work or whatever, so let's give them the opportunity to do that without necessarily being citizens.
We're holding up the headlines.
Smuggling operations are turning to teens as young as 13, many of them from the Phoenix area, to drive migrants into the U.S. KTAR's Jeff Munn has more now from the News Center on how law enforcement is trying to keep up.
Becky, Border Patrol Chief Agent John Modlin tells the Mike Broomhead Show cartels are using social media to recruit teens as young as 13 from the Phoenix area.
These kids are scrolling through their feeds and suddenly an ad pops up that says you want to make $1,500 to $10,000 for a couple hours work.
In most cases, the teens are taking advantage of what their parents own.
A lot of these kids are not only taking their parents' vehicle, but also taking their parents' handgun with them as well.
Modlin says cartels instruct the teen drivers not to stop for law enforcement, leading to high-speed chases and increased dangers for the drivers and the migrants, often hiding in the back seat. Reporting live in the News Center, Jeff Munn, KTAR News.
That's a nightmare. Yeah, I mean, smugglers get smarter every day, unfortunately. Now they know where to find our kids. But, you know, first of all, your kid should not be able to get your handgun. That's that.
A responsible gun owner would make sure that didn't happen.
Right. So that's number one. Number two, I would hope. I mean, let's think back to when we were idiots and 15 years old. I couldn't even imagine somebody offering me $10,000 to do anything or $1,000 to do anything.
To do anything. Other than the problem is you might have taken it.
I might have.
Well, and listen. This story is in and of itself unique, and I get that. But over time, haven't they always been the smugglers, the drug cartels, everybody? How do we get past the Border Patrol? We need a husband and wife. You know, we need an older couple. Like, haven't they always been looking for people that can?
They always know the
fool fool the guards, fool the police. This is just the latest iteration of it.
Yep. We're holding up the headlines. We do it every day at 3:30. Becky Lynn reads the news. We react to the big stories. All right, next story, Becky Lynn.
The Phoenix Suns run to the championship.
Over to Booker. Three-pointer, Suzanne.
Suns have arrived in the Mile High City ahead of tomorrow night's opening game of their NBA playoff series with the Denver Nuggets, coming off of a huge opening series against the Clippers. The Suns and Devin Booker arrived in Denver early, and it's to get used to the altitude.
We're not doing anything better at home besides just waiting on this, so I think it's good to get up here, used to the elevation a little bit, just settle in.
Tip-off is at 5:30 Arizona time tomorrow night.
Oh!
What?
Suns!
Oh, it's coming to you?
Oh, it's come to him.
Hold on.
in six.
Nostrigatos.
It just came to me.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is huge. It's
wow.
live on the air.
I've never seen it hit before.
Nostrigatos time. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Remember when it was Suns in five last?
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I
screamed it out.
And my wife got scared and she got out of bed. What are you doing?
As well she should.
I just got it. Nostrigatos. Suns in six. Sorry.
That's okay. Wow. I mean, wow. How would we wouldn't want to miss that.
Oh, my gosh.
Tip off is at 5:30 Arizona time tomorrow night. You can hear it on Arizona Sports 98.7. The local sports leader.
Did I go into a trance? Did
Arizona
you see
Sports
that?
App. Yes, you
My
did.
My eyes rolled back in your head.
ArizonaSports.com. Are we ever going to get over this?
Oh, I just feel like I feel so light.
Well, you got it off of you. You came out.
You're a mile high and you're not even in Denver.
Oh, my
good job.
It just comes to me. I'm always right on this stuff. So yeah. It just comes to me.
Listen, if they play like they played in game five.
What's going on? Oh,
everybody's a little crazy.
If they play like they played in game five, you might be quicker than six.
I'm sorry, Becky Lynn. It just blurts out. I don't know when it's about to go. Okay.
Well, thank you for
that. What's the next story?
Okay, this one is a good weekend story. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy April 23rd. And they're expected to shut all the stores by the end of June, and the coupons are no longer valid. However, other retailers are trying to pull in those customers.
Home goods store Bed Bath & Beyond announcing that it will not honor its own store coupons. The box chain store heading into bankruptcy after struggling to adapt to economic shifts following the pandemic. Two competitors now stepping in, offering to cross-honor those coupons. The Container Store and Big Lots say shoppers can present the 20% coupons through at least May 7th. As for gift cards and returns, you have until the end of June before Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby stores close. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
I used to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Of course you did.
Yeah. No, I was there for the Beyond part. I want to point out that was my favorite part of the store.
Well, they had lots of Beyond.
And
they did.
It's, the stores changed so much in the recent years, and I just found that there was no reason to go there anymore.
Somebody told me they turned off the air conditioner in those places so that people would get in and out. They were, like, loitering there for a long period of time.
I liked when they had the little, grocery section of International Foods, because I'd go buy chocolate, like, from around the world.
Yes. Yeah, they had everything
there.
And
they got rid of that, and I go, I'm done with you people.
Do they have chocolates in there yet? Is that
they used
what they
to.
Do?
Well, if they turned off the air conditioner.
Melty chocolate. Good
yeah.
point.
Yeah, so. They had a lot of, they had drapes and all that kind of
stuff. They had all kinds of things to look at. You could loiter for a long time in Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't think I've ever bought anything from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Come on!
I bought something just right when they first announced that they were closing.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you get a deal?
Yeah, everything was on sale.
Okay.
And I saw a car going down the road the other day, the big sign, closing soon. I thought, ooh, it said fixtures for sale. Do I need fixtures?
Do I need fixtures?
All right, every day at 3:30, we hold up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news. We interrupt, react to the day's top stories. Brought to you by Carol's TheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.